going to talk first, but always he gave it to me. And thank you, God, I am in this church again, and we love you, and after a month was a really, we have a lot of sin to tell you guys. Perhaps I start writing, you know, the first day when I arrived to Israel. I didn't do that the last time when we went for the first time. This is the second time, and I writing every day, and the time when we leave, that was really good. When I finish, it's so wonderful to read everything what the Lord, you know, did to us this month when we went to Israel. But Guillermo is going to
talk. Well, praise the Lord. Well, let me read first one scripture, then I pray, then I go to another scripture. Let me read you Galatians 3:29. I'm going to be asking to Larry to read Galatians 3:29.
I'm getting there. And if you are Christ's, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, give you praise, honor, and glory to you for all and everything. Thank you for the opportunity to read your word. Thank you for the opportunity you give it to us to do something for the kingdom of God. Thank you for Jubilee Church. Thank you for everyone here. And thank you for everyone who really pray for us. Because this is something that we never done before. And it's been like a test that you gave it to us to do it. Thank you for that great opportunity. Give you praise, honor, and glory. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, welcome. Holy Spirit, to you, the teacher of the word. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, you're the only one that's going to give us revelations. And you're the only one who is going to guide us exactly to know what to do. All for the glory of the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And everybody who agrees, say, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to talk about this scripture a little later. And I want to go to another scripture. It's in the book of Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Let's read 33 to 40. 33 to 40.
And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And the king will say to those on the right hand, come, you blessed my Lord, and my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When do we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it to me.
Praise the Lord. Well, this verses, everybody says, is referring to the poor, to the one who needed. It's also referred to the Jews, to his people. Okay, now let me just begin our journey. I'm going to refer this continuously, over and over. This was something very much we never done before. The Lord said, go to Israel, and let me tell you what to do. He closed many doors, and he told me without knowing to nobody, go to Ashkelon. Go to Ashkelon. Ashkelon is in the Mediterranean, at the coast is south of Jerusalem, it's actually southwest of Jerusalem. Then the only person we knew is one boy who needed a computer. He wrote to us and he asked us to bring a computer to him. Then of course, his interest was his computer and the camera. He asked us to bring to him. Then we did. And actually, he just made some connections for us to stay somewhere. But the Lord said, just go. We didn't know nobody. And the Lord is going to guide us. And that was our cry all the way of this trip. It's like you go to Germany and say, go to Germany. Okay? Don't stay to Munich. Go and stay in this city. And you go, do you know what to do? Then we trust the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Well, we arrive in Ashkelon, and we like to meet mostly Jews. And we begin to doing that. We begin to meeting mostly Jews, especially the ones who made the Aliyah. The Aliyah are the Jews who actually live all over the world, South America, Europe, and they find their lineage is Jewish and they go back to Israel and they live in Israel. And from day one, we begin to meet a lot of Jews who make the Aliyah, Russians, Spanish speaking, and also the Lord let us meet a lot of Jews. People in Israel. Then the Lord tells us very much, go and serve my people. Go and serve my people. It's very much like this scripture, Matthew 25, from 33 to 40. We have a wonderful experience. Well, I'm going to speak another 10 minutes. We have like 30 hours to speak, but Graciela is going to speak 15 minutes. Then I'm going to hurry up. Okay? Then, actually, our guidance was very much God. And we begin to flow all over that way. The Lord opened doors, and as I arrived on Tuesday, he opened doors for me to speak in Spanish, a Messianic Spanish church on Saturday. I don't know nobody. And I was going to talk about the Blood Moon's message. The Lord said, no. You're going to talk about this message, which is the spiritual condition of my people. He changed completely my message. Well, and I even knew the pastor. Then I show up there. And the pastor told me, I never done that, ever. I never, without knowing nobody, I'm going to invite to talk to my church. But also, God just forced me to do that. Then I give the message, and I just give the message of what God wants me to say. And that opened me a lot of doors. Wow. Well, I need to explore the Negev. The Negev have to do with the calling we have 6 years ago here in this church from Rick Ridings, that we're going to be working on that. I know in God, I say, God, this is a huge and humongous task. I won't be doing until you open the doors and I put that in the shelf. I'm very much... The Lord impressed us like in September, October, November, that we are ready to go to Israel. And that was in this trip in March. Then I said, God, how do you want me to work on that? How do you want me to do that? It's the calling of all the Jewish people who was expelled out from Spain in 1492. Many went to Morocco, spread out in Europe. The great majority went to South America, and they are called the Sephardim Jews. Then they are going to come back and settle in the Negev. And I was looking for tours to Israel before, and nobody offered to visit the Negev. Then the Lord tell us, we, Graciela, go and visit the Negev. Ashkelon is the door to the Negev. Then in this church, the son of the pastor is involved with, you know, tourists doing all these tours or so. And he happened just to come back from the United States, was on vacation. In the meantime, then the pastor didn't know how to please us now, you know, after the message. And, you know, Betty, the spouse of the pastor, say, my son is free. If you want to visit anywhere, you know, my son will take you anywhere you want it. Praise God. I say, I want to go to the Negev. And actually, we were with him visiting the whole Negev. Again, I only have 5-6 minutes more. I could not go more. But we visit all the Negev. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And the Lord say, here is going to come back like 10 millions of my people. And the Lord is calling the blood of the Jews to Israel. Well, it's amazing how the Lord opened doors. We stayed with the Jewish family that we knew. We met at the airplane with one of them, and we became friends. And always our purpose was to serve them, no matter what. He came to visit, you know, his mother. Then we asked very much, you know, almost at the end of April, we agreed to get together because I was going south, all the Negev. I went to Jerusalem, stayed in Jerusalem, and I began to go north. And they live up north, for the north of the Galilee. Then we stayed with this family 2 full days, serving them. Their car was broken. They, you know, they need some transportation. I even loaned the rental car we have serving. And they begin to just actually begin to be more, very sincere with us about the insights of the Jews they have. Why? Because if you don't speak Hebrew, I will say nothing you could do for the Jews. All the sufferings and all the messianics we met, they don't speak yet good Hebrew. It's a big barrier. It's very much like me, you know. I'm here, everybody is. Right? If you don't speak good Hebrew, number one, the Jews, number one, won't trust you. Either you speak, you don't speak, they won't trust you. How are you going to serve the Jews then? Unless they speak good English, yes. Then my message is how we are going to be serving the Jews. And it's true. They don't trust us. Because we call ourselves Christians. For them, we are Catholics. For them, we are Catholics. And they don't trust because for hundreds of years they were against the Jews. Then, I've been talking with this family only about the Old Testament and all the promises of the Old Testament. And they told me, wow, you begin to let me feel very good as a Jew. Because for them, their life is only suffering. It's exactly all these verses, all the problems they go through. You let me feel good. I say, you the preferred children of God. And I go to the scriptures, you know, Exodus, Genesis, and so on and so forth. And actually, he speaks good English. It's great. We could communicate. But in Hebrew, it's very difficult. The Lord opened doors and let us meet. Number one, in Israel, less than half of 1% are Messianic Jews. Okay, I'll give you an example. There are 2 million of Russians. 10,000 are Messianic. How many are not? A lot. Okay, those Messianic I persecute, but their own Russian people and the Jews outside. They are persecuted. Their life is not very easy. And they have to be faithful to the Lord Jesus. We've been finding all this, yes, very much talking with a lot of people. In another Bible studies I have, somebody connected with the Russian church. We went to the Russian church. Also, they give us like 10 minutes with Graciela and myself, you know, to talk to the Russian church. There is one guy who knows the whole organization, and we begin to learn more about them. I never knew these people. It's God who opened all these doors. Then also, through these connections, God opened all these doors that I never knew those people or saw. The Messianics, they have a close organization, very close organization. And they have like a board of directors on this organization. And they connect me with one of them. It's an England, it's a guy from England. He came as a teenager, make Aliyah, stay in Israel, have these children, their family. And the Lord called him. He became Christian, Messianic. And he must be like in the 50s, maybe in the 50s, something like that. And he has a church of 100 members in Israel, Messianic Church of 100 members. It's a mega church. And actually, he told me something very interesting. Well, the Lord really connects us in the spirit, like, you know, 1 Corinthians 2:11. We connected very well in the spirit. And of course, me talking always the Old Testament. I never touched the New Testament. Then he told me, for instance, this. We arrived just for a little meeting. He prepared us a dinner. It's a wonderful stay. We stayed like 3-4 hours. We left his church his house, 10:30, 11. We arrived back in Jerusalem. Oh, no, that was Ashkelon, right? Ashkelon, wow. 1 o'clock in the morning. Of course, my first time driving in Israel. I put 2,500 miles driving myself. And the one thing I never like is driving. Anyway, he tell us this. There are Christian organizations in the United States. And they don't know who to give them money. And he told me this. They give money to some organizations in Israel who persecute us. And he belonged to the board that congregate all the Christian organizations. And he began to disclose a lot of information. They actually, you know, wow, I say, I like to visit your church, perhaps not now, but perhaps in my next trip, because our schedule begin to be very close. He has service on Saturday. I asked his address. He told me, no, I won't give you the address. I will give it to you the time you come into my church. They have to be careful giving addresses because they are persecuted. But their service are in English, in Hebrew, and translated into English all the time. And he said, we have to be very careful because there's a lot of people who want to take our place where we meet out. Because if they found you are Messianic, they don't rent a place, they don't give you anything, they don't give you work, they don't give you nothing. It's very difficult, it's not easy. Then he said this, you know, I don't know why from America they have so much organizations in Israel and they are Christians, but never to us. Well, I remember also relating this verse. This family, we stayed 2 days with them. We became so much friends, you know. And they offered sleep in their house, which we did, of course, because going back to Galilee and come back was going to be like 5-6 hours. We just stayed in their house. However, a day before, they needed car transportation for something. We were in the Galilee. They want to go to Haifa to visit, you know, their father or so. We give it the car. I fill it up with gasoline, serving them. That's the way we serve the youth. Give it to them, whatever they need. Find the needs. You're serving them, and they open to you. Now, of course, they open to us. Come back. When you come back here, just come into our house. Be with us. And again, I'm going to be another 2 minutes by Galatians 3:29. Galatians 3:29. We read already, and we read again, Galatians 3:29. See, I have 20, 30, 40 hours to talk to you about a lot. Again, we very much depend on the God the Father, God Jesus, God the Holy Spirit only. And I believe, I hope so, I pass the test with the Lord. That's the most important. Do what He wants you to do. Never try to do what you think you like to do. Galatians 3:29 say,
and if you are Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
This is a conditional scripture. Are you Christian? Then, if you are Christian, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Then, who are the real children of Abraham? The Jews, correct? Who are we? We are adopted. We are drafted. But who are the real children of God? The Jews. Here is coming Matthew. Matthew 25. We are supposed to truly serve in the Jews unconditionally. And we, as Christians, are supposed to spread this message all over. Then you could serve the Jews better outside of Israel, spreading all the good things about the Jews. What are the promises? The promises are here, are Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. God is going to bless the Jews. God is going to just make them a big nation. God is going to protect the Jews. Whoever is going to, bless them, they will be blessed. Whoever curses the Jews, they are going to be cursed. Then we have to spread this message out. And I remember in the book of Ruth, in Ruth, one last scripture, 1:14. Ruth 1:14. Okay, Ruth 1:14 have to do, okay, 1:14. 14. Then, okay, it's actually Noemi with the two daughters-in-law, Orpha and Ruth. They are Gentiles, right? We are Gentiles. One of them, Orpha, say, no, I go back to Moab. And Ruth say, no, I'm going to be with the Jews. I'm going to be with them. I'm going to serve to them. I'm going to do everything. Then either you decide to be out in the world or be with the Jews. And everybody knows the blessing that Ruth have, being the great-grandmother of King David. Something else I hear from a Jew in Israel, and I finish with this. There are many Christians are neutral. They don't make a decision to go forward and help the Jews somehow. Don't have to go to Israel. We are in much better position to help the Jews here, outside of Israel, spreading all the good news about who they are. People don't know. They don't know. And that's what we've been doing in Peru for the last 3-4 years. And the worst is for Christians don't do nothing. It's better you say yes, it's better you say no. If you're neutral, you're very much like against the Jews. And I hear that from a Jew. There are people so indecided. They are killing them in Germany, and there were millions of Christians all over the world. What do they do? Nothing. And there is coming Matthew 24. You see, they are doing all to the Jews, and people do anything. And you call yourself Christian. Well, I'm sorry, my time is up 5 minutes, 10 minutes ago.
Okay, praise God. You know what? Let me tell you, you know, compare when I go to Peru and now when I went to Israel. When we go to Peru, it's a lot of pastors waiting to us, churches. We have a program already to do everything, okay? But when we went to Israel, it was a different thing. We arrived to Israel. We don't know nobody else. Nobody wait to us, but we are with the Lord's hands. That's the more important. He guide to us in everything. The Lord tell us in the prophecy before go to Israel, you need to pray together, you and your wife, Guillermo, every day, together, at least half an hour. That's the first thing that we did every day. We have 6 o'clock in the morning, and we pray together, you know, for the Lord guide to us. And he guide to us, and he can guide to everybody, but we need, you know, trust to him 100%. And that's what we did. And the beautiful thing is this one, too. And this is the second time. The first time I went, you know, in a tour. It's a beautiful, I know, a lot, wonderful. But this time, when we went for a month, we was living very close to the families. And we learned, I learned a lot about the family, the situation, what they need, why we need to pray for them, what a lot of things. That's what I come, you know, thinking. The land of Israel is a blessing, unique land. If you love his people, you can say, I love Israel, if you don't love his people, because they are belong to him. Then I come so, you know, blessing to know, to be in houses. I never know, like Guillermo explained, I was going to be in that house of that couple. That guy we meet in the airport in Francia when we was waiting for 5 hours the next trip, you know, and we meet that main boy, like 28 years old, and he called us later, and I want you come to know my mother. And her mother is PhD in ecology, and she studied in Miami 3 years, and he back again. He has a big farm, like four, I don't know how is the big one, but have everything. Show to me is the way how they live, you know, in those times in Israel. She was very, very humble, very, you know, simple lady, and she's teaching in the university because we took the next day the university and give a class in the college, and she's very humble. I learned a lot about her. You know, it was really, and she cook, and she is a vegetarian. I mean, everything she have, even the egg, she took us in the plate, we have like 100 chickens, you know, and take the egg, fresh egg. Graciela, I am going to make you a fresh egg right now. It was warm. The meal, he go to the knockout, was a goat, you know, and take, you know, the milk in my face. And that was something what I was shocked, you know. Even I am from Peru, but I never saw those things because I live always in the capital, you know. And that was really something. Come here, sit, a very nice family. And you know, in the night time, you say, well, it's time to leave. No, 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 you can leave. You have a room here for you guys. You are my host, and I need, it's beautiful. You see, the same thing happened with all the places. That was something like I say, God, this is, you know, it was really beautiful. I enjoy a lot. And we visit a lot because Guillermo called me, you know, her navigator. Yeah, navegadores en español. But anyway, and I was with Guillermo because he never drive in Israel. And Israel is a little crazy to drive. You know, I can't drive there. Because they talk the la bocina, el claxon, boom, all the time. And the people step in all the places, you know, Kathy, the places, in all the places. And I can drive there. It was very time. One time, you know, one of the time, Guillermo, we went to some place, and Guillermo parked in his place, his car, and all the cars around her car, his car. He can't go out until we need to wait until the people come. That's the way how is there. I mean, it's normal. It's normal. The cat is laughing because that's true. That was something, you know, I noticed all those little detail, like woman, you know, I was writing. I make everything writing so beautiful when it's ready, you know. But it's in Spanish. But anyway, we spend the beautiful places, and I write, you know, some of those places we visit, like Ian explained. Okay, well, we went to Negev. That was the more important for us, go to the Negev. And we have the pastor tell us in Negev there are like 15,000 Spanish people. And, you know, in the church is like 120. I mean, they need to work a lot to bring all those Spanish people to the church. In Negev, it's only one church. The pastor is Javier. He's from Argentina. The wife, very nice. We stay there. We preach there. And we, you know, ministry to the people in Spanish. That was really beautiful there. In Negev, we went to Galilee, Golan Hills, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, the Dead Sea, Beersheba. Oh, beautiful. And we went to Rosh Pina, where is, you know, is the old Israel. When you go there, you know, it looks like you are walking in those times. Even the food, we went to a restaurant, they serve like the old, you know, time. That was very, very beautiful. We took a lot of pictures. And we went to the kibbutz. The kibbutz, that I pay a lot of attention to the kibbutz. You know what is kibbutz, you know, the family, when they go, the families, like one family, they live like 30 families there in community, and they have a school, everything there, they know each other. I was there, sit there, they film, you know, everything, how they know each other, all the families, a beautiful view. Everybody work together, and they cook all together, they invite to us. I mean, I was in all those scenes, you know, I never thought I was going to be too close to the people. That's where we learn a lot about that, you know, because you know how they're feeling. Like Guillermo said, you know, we can't talk about the New Testament, just only the Old Testament. But I lost a friend because I talk about the New Testament. That happened in the way when we stopped for 5 hours waiting, you know, the plane going to Israel, we met the guy who he invited later to his house, and there was another lady. I go talk to the lady, was Spanish, she was from Colombia. And you know, I saw she speaks Spanish, I see her and I say, hi, how are you? So I talk, and later I thought she was Christian, but I really forgot because Guillermo told me, don't talk anything about Jesus, or so and so. But I mentioned to her, I don't remember one moment, but I say, Jesus is with us all the time, something like that. And she looked at me, you know, and she gave me her address, everything to visit in the future, later. And after that, she said, are you Catholic? When she asked me, are you Catholic? I said, oh, my goodness, no. And I said, well, we believe in the Old Testament, the Torah, and tell everything, but she knows already, you know. Then after that, Guillermo was listening. Guillermo told me, I told you, don't know what it's already this. That was a big mistake. That's good because, you know, that was before I go to Israel. Then in Israel, I have my mouth closed and I don't talk nothing about the Jesus. But inside, when I was, you know, with the Jews, we need a lot of care. We spend 2 days. Can you believe 2 days and you can say, praise God, thank you, Jesus? I can say nothing. You know, I was like, you know, but the Lord helped us a lot. We visit a lot of places, and the place what I like a lot was, what is the place, the name is, I don't remember, Guillermo, where was the tabernacle? Timna Park. That was where is the tabernacle, Light, yeah, and that was exactly the same measure, the same dimension, everything. Like you go and to see, it's very, you know, it's so beautiful. And was a lady who she explained everything with the Bible. Huge lady explained everything. That was really beautiful. But we visit a lot of places, beautiful, and that was a very blessing for us. I come very blessing, happy to go again. Like Guillermo said, you know, we are going to do more outside than inside. The Hebrew is very hard to learn. If I don't learn very good English, Oscar, Hebrew is going to be worse. But anyway, you know, that was really beautiful. I enjoy and waiting to God to guide us. But this is one of the first time in my life where we trust to God. All demands. We didn't know what we were going to do the next day, but only God tell us. And that's beautiful. Trust God, go the way how we went. You know, nobody know us. A lot of things happened too, a little incident, but the Lord help us. And thus, I am so happy to come back again here, but we need to pray for Israel a lot, a lot. Thank you. God bless you. In time, Pastor Steve, in time.
Why don't you